testing for ancestry DNA is very popular. Who wouldn't want to know their lineage?
Growing up, we were German. We danced in a German dance group. I wore lederhosen. When I first got on Ancestry, I was really surprised that I wasn't finding all of these Germans in my tree. I decided to have my DNA tested through Ancestry DNA. The big surprise was we're not German at all. 52% of my DNA comes from Scotland and Ireland. So I traded in my lederhosen for a kilt.
Ancestry, but did you know, as tests from companies like Ancestry and 23andMe evolve, get more data, they get smarter. And the results evolve as well, and they may change. They may later decide you're not of Scottish descent. You actually are of German descent. This caveat is explained by Damien Gardet, a reporter for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. And first, Damien, remind us, how are these tests supposed to work?
So the idea basically is that you spit into a tube and you ship it away to one of these companies, and they dig into the DNA contained therein and compare it with reference populations from around the world and give you an estimate of basically what your ancestry is based on the saliva you supplied them.
But you spoke to people who, for instance, I'm looking at one, a young man who believed he was 100% Korean. His test came back and he found out what?
Well, he learned in 2016 when he took a test from 23andMe that he was almost half Japanese.
And that is, first of all, to find out that you have a different ancestry than you thought you had is kind of shocking. But in this case, that is very important culturally.
Exactly. The history between Korea and Japan is fraught. It's one that has incidents of bloodshed, of oppression, and of war. So It was a fairly serious thing for him to fathom as someone who had thought of his identity for about 3 decades as one thing and then learning that it was another.
So he was absorbing that and trying to slowly claim his Japanese heritage when he went back. Now, how do you go back and what did he find out?
So he was in a situation at a bar where someone expressed doubts that he was, in fact, nearly half Japanese. So he called up the 23andMe website to prove his point, only to realize that his results had been updated and he was now back to being basically fully Korean.
Now, talk about that. They update the results. Why is that?
So the way it works, basically, is that any given conclusion that one of these companies makes is only as strong as the data they have to support it. And they're upfront about this. And 23andMe and others are constantly endeavoring to expand the data that they have to draw these conclusions. And going back historically, DNA population samples have been extraordinarily white. And so if you are of especially African or, in this guy's case, East Asian descent, the conclusions that have been drawn in the past were pretty flimsy. So as they drill down, they can zero in on tighter populations. And as a result, you may learn that an earlier test conclusion was totally wrong.
I mean, as you said, they are transparent about this, both Ancestry.com, 23andMe. They're upfront about this.
Exactly. I think where the sort of existential whiplash can come in for people is that while the services themselves kind of advertise what we just described as more of a feature than a bug, the marketing, as you alluded to, makes it seem as though taking this test will provide you with a definitive idea about your identity. And, you know, when you talk to bioethicists or genealogists, they'll point out very strongly that, yes, DNA is science, but the concept of ethnicity is a cultural construct.
Right.
And furthermore, borders, like telling someone that their lineage is tied to a certain country, well, the borders are a political construct. So when you start to blur the lines between those things, you can invite trouble.
Right. 23andMe also does medical testing. You write that this same phenomenon of evolving DNA ancestry, this also holds true for these genetic tests that do look at health or disease risk. In other words, if you're looking to see if you have a genetic predisposition for something, you shouldn't hold that test result too close either.
That's very true. So the same principle applies that conclusions get better the more data that's behind them. And the medical conclusions can actually become intertwined with some of the ethnic and ancestry ones because there are certain diseases that particularly affect certain ethnic populations or people from certain parts of the world. And so all of this creates some eyebrow-raising issues, considering that it's a consumer product that's advertised on television, but that purports to tell people information that can have implications far beyond anything else you might buy at the checkout line in the drugstore.
Now, one other thing you note, I mean, these things are so wildly popular, and one little piece of this is that white supremacists have been flocking to these ancestry tests. many of them are not liking what they find out because it shows that they have things in their genetic background that they'd fall on a sword because of it. And that may not even be true. Do you think people stop using these tests as much?
I don't. I think that there is an allure to decoding a mystery to oneself, like maybe arguably kind of a narcissistic tendency that we all have to want to confirm some suspicion we've had about ourselves, and maybe we're a little more interesting than people assume, or maybe we want to confirm a long rumored tie to some sort of royal ancestry that a grandparent once claimed. I think that this is probably only going to expand. And I think the lesson for people who might be customers of this is to make sure that you are conscious of the grains of salt with which you should accept anything you're told.
Damien Gardet is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Damien, thank you.
Thank you.
So, spitter beware if you're going to take one of these tests.